hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me, now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes.
Hi, I'm Skip Shanker. We're here in Garden Grove, California, and this is the hot dog of the week. I'm here with Ronna Graff from Grace Blue Designs, and we're here to not only talk about what you can do as far as an opportunity to take advantage of this market that's low, buy an investment property, you can move into one of the units, rent out three of the other units to help help cash flow the property and help you make that payment. It's a good time to get in the market. Rates are low, values are down. You don't have to go over the top with design. This house is going to need some work, some updating, and some cleaning. So let's go check it out.
Let's go.
All right, well, here we are. This is unit number D, or unit D. This unit actually had a fire, and you'll see the firemen actually had to bust the door down. You'll see what they did to the jamb here. This jamb is damaged, and the door actually got busted down. The fire damage is repaired, but this place still needs a bunch of work. What do you think, Ronna?
I'll say, just by looking at it, definitely we're looking at some major overhaul of repainting, retexturizing, new drywall, ripping out the carpets. It's got a lot of work, but it can definitely be done.
This whole kitchen,
this
start
kitchen is definitely a before picture, I would say. gut the whole kitchen, rip out everything, get new cabinetry in here, and as you can see, we got some work to do with the appliances. But if you can picture what it can look like after you get the funds to redo this whole thing, it's going to look night and day.
Yeah, and this is a nice sized kitchen. So with modern appliances, with new cabinets, new countertops, I can see this would be a really nice kitchen, a real nice place to live.
That's a great size.
All right, let's go check out the bedrooms. What do you think, Ronna?
Yeah, taking down the fluorescent lights on the wall and just maybe adding some recessed lights in here. Give us more light, but it does have good light. The windows need replaced. Again, ripping out of the carpet, retexturing the walls, patching all the holes is going to give a great facelift to the entire place. Again, also putting new wardrobe doors to make this up to date. This bathroom needs to be completely gutted. Totally new vanity. Floors need all redone. Kind of got some wobbly bubbly. You can tell from the fire there was some water damage going on. It looks like they didn't do much here to fix it up, but spider webs will be gone.
You typically will not see a property this messy. This house that we're in, we got in before it's been officially listed, so it's not officially listed yet. There's still work that they're going to do before they officially list it and before it hits the market. And one of the things that they do is called a trash out. And they give the tenants a certain amount of time to get their personal properties out. There's laws that they have to follow, so they have to leave certain things here to allow the prior tenants to come in and claim their personal property. That time period hasn't ended yet for this house, so that's why you'll see some personal property around in these units. Once that time has elapsed and they legally can, they will do a trash out. They'll do a trash out, they'll clean it up, and then they'll get this ready for sale.
Absolutely, just with a good cleaning, this floor looks in pretty good shape. Again, it just really needs a good scrubbing overall. Paint, texture, new wall finishes. Again, this kitchen, decent size. Just taking out all the cabinetry, redoing the cabinetry again.
Here we are in the backyard. It's a nice size yard. I mean, room for kids to play. You can include money to resod this, get some nice sprinklers, get some grass. Be a fun place to hang out. Yeah, you never know what you're going to find in one of these older houses in a vacant house. There's some kittens here. So,
poor little guys. They need a new home too. And with this property, it even includes a pomegranate tree. And I think those are pretty pricey at the grocery store, right?
They are, yeah. And they're high in antioxidants,
yeah,
too. What makes this property hot is it's in a great neighborhood. It's in Garden Grove, California. It's on a cul-de-sac street. It's near the 5 and the 22 freeways. You got Crystal Cathedral nearby, beautiful church. You've got the block. You've got UCI Medical Center. It's a great location. So what makes this a dog, Ronna?
This property's a dog because when you walk in,
You can see it's completely filthy. It definitely needs a complete overhaul. Trash out, it needs everything to be taken out. The kitchens need to be gutted, the bathrooms need to be gutted. We need to see new vanities, new cabinetry, new flooring, new texture, new paint and walls. So it has some work ahead of it, but it definitely can be done if you have the vision and you have that goal in mind that to make it a livable space.
This is it, we were here. Cool place, great opportunity. The place needs a lot of work. If you're interested in getting more information about this property, call Aegis Real Estate. They can be reached at 800-228-8180. If you're interested in getting some design consultation or some ideas on design, whether it's this property or any other property, call Rana. What number should they reach you at, Rana?
Skip, they can reach us at 949-645-4240.
And that's Grace Blue Designs. And if you are a listing agent that wants to get your property highlighted as the hot dog of the week, call me at 800-385-3503 or visit us online at reolenders.com. I'm Skip Shanker. We're in Garden Grove, California, and this is the hot dog of the week.
Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Back then hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me.